Here is how the committee will proceed for this hearing. I will make an opening statement.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country.
So I am heading to court right now for my unlawful disruption of Congress when Jerry Nadler was leading the scam hoax impeachment trial against President Trump in the House. Now, this was something I couldn't help but doing when I was in that room. Just seeing Jerry Nadler lie to me was enough to get me to stand up and say something. But we'll see what happens today. We know how corrupt the D.C. court is. We know how partisan it is. We know how one-sided it is. We know the treatment of Roger Stone. We've seen what they've done to Flynn. So let's see if even for lower-level petty things like unlawful disruption of Congress, which I contest, we'll see if they're even partisan on that, which would be quite pathetic. But quite telling indeed.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you run an impeachment and remove our vote. We voted for Donald Trump, and they're simply removing it because they don't like it. Americans are sick of your impeachment, Santa. They're sick of the Democrat treason. We know who committed the crimes, and it wasn't Trump. Trump is innocent.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News. I am currently here in Washington, D.C., where Owen Schroyer just entered. Now, he's here for his court date after the disruption of Congress. We know that this is something that many liberal people have gotten away with, yet here is Owen Schroyer having to come to court for this disruption. We'll be giving you live updates and exclusive coverage of this all day.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and I am in front of the White House and the Washington Monument here in D.C., where I have just finished court date number one for my unlawful disruption of Congress. Now, this has been an incredible development today, ladies and gentlemen. All legal minds that discussed this case and all past precedents set would indicate that I would show up today, maybe have a fine slapped on me, plead guilty, or have an Alfred plea, which is like a no contest. But no, amazingly, the prosecution wanted to ban me from the Capitol grounds, ban me from congressional offices, and drug test me in a shocking development that all legal minds and all prior precedents goes totally against that. Now, the amazing thing is the prosecution would literally have to leave the courtroom every time we said, no, we're not going to go for that, to call the higher ups in Congress who wanted me banned. This is unbelievable. This is total tyranny. This is total suppression of free speech. This is a total two-tier justice system when liberals with Code Pink and Jane Fonda get arrested all the time for disrupting Congress, but there's no paper record because they don't even make it to court. They just throw it out. But, oh, if you're a Trump supporter and you're a conservative, well, then you get the book thrown at you. So we moved the court case to another court, a higher-up court, a different prosecution now assigned to this, obviously getting orders from headquarters, the Democrat Party, or whoever they're calling. They then bring up other videos, not just the video of me confronting Nadler, but a video that Rob Dew shot and other shot of me in the Capitol building, not even breaking the law, just me being there, was used as evidence by the prosecution to say, see, he shouldn't be allowed on Capitol grounds. Now, thankfully, the judge believed in the First Amendment and said, I'm absolutely not going to ban him from the Capitol grounds, but he gets a no hats order. So, folks, this is amazing. I'm due back in court next week, but the two-tiered justice system is illustrated, and this is the total kryptonite for the deep state, is the citizens standing up to the corrupt Democrats and this corrupt Trump impeachment scandal. Stay tuned at InfoWars for more info.
very shortly to discuss the latest developments in his case. Of course, it wasn't that long ago. It seems like it was just yesterday that Owen Schroyer did the unthinkable. He confronted Jerry Gerald Nadler, the anointed one in the halls of Congress, technically in Congress. He was, of course, escorted out by police. He was arrested. He was given a court date. Well, that court date was for today, as you saw in those first two videos. And now, I have no personal experience with this, but I have contacts in the D.C. area, and I was told by numerous people that what was most likely to happen is, yes, Owen would get a ticket. He would plead to something. He would get a ticket. They'd send him on his way, and they would understand that this is what reporters do for a living. Well, we now know that is not what happened. They want Owen Schroyer to be banned from the D.C. Capitol grounds, not even allowed to go do his job as a reporter. And they do have a bit of a history of doing this. Whenever you get somebody who is a populist, somebody who is a libertarian, a Republican, a conservative, they throw the book at you. So now Owen Schroyer, who will be joining us momentarily, he has to go back. And they're using videos that were produced just this week to make this absurd claim that Owen Schroyer should be banned from the Capitol. The next step is to ban him from Washington, D.C. as a whole. Let's put some audio to this video, clip number 5. Let's show the video that is being introduced by the prosecution to ban Owen Schroyer from Congress, from D.C. Let's air this video, clip 5.
We have just entered Capitol Hill here. And we're trying to figure out what kind of stuff we can do around here right now. Obviously, there's very strict rules. And in fact, Mitch McConnell has made it even harder for media to get any access to the Senate floor today as the impeachment trial is ongoing. So we walk in and we're like, what are we going to do? And then, we find these guys, the impeached Trump group. So let's go find out if they have any idea why Trump should be impeached. And I'll go ahead and school them on the issues. So can you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached?
What is your reason?
You're not here to speak, you're just here to stay. Is that because you don't know the reason?
Leslie.
He's impeached already.
You don't know the reason, do you?
He's impeached already.
So I'm going to dominate them. Let's dominate them. So here's the truth about Trump's impeachment. They're claiming that Trump's impeachment is for Ukrainian quid pro quo. The only problem is Nancy Pelosi, who advanced the articles of impeachment to the Senate, admitted that they started this inquiry before Trump was even president. So how can they impeach Trump for something he did as president?
You're in the way.
You're in the way. So how can you not touch my cameraman, please?
Stop lying.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, let's get him going. So here's the 5 minutes of hate. They'll deny the reality that Nancy Pelosi admitted that they started the impeachment process before Trump became president. So how?
It's bullshit.
No, that's... Sir, let me talk. Would you like to talk? What is Trump being impeached for? Sir, I will talk to you. I'll explain the truth. Trump is being impeached for what?
Any article of impeachment.
No, what? What are they bringing forward? Why?
Article of impeachment.
No, why? Why? What was it? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? None of you can. Because you... No, that's not true. It was Ukraine. It was the phone call with Ukraine. So they don't even know why. They don't even know why Trump was impeached. It was the phone call with Ukraine. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi admitted they started the impeachment process before the phone call ever happened. So they were... No, sir, explain to me what he's being impeached for.
She did not start it before.
No, she said that on a national televised interview.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, maybe you should look into it.
I will look at it.
You should, but why should Trump be impeached? What did he do? You're out here protesting.
Look, article of impeachment.
Yeah, this guy again. So there you go. Another impeached Trump crowd that can't say why Trump should be impeached. You can go to every impeached Trump rally in this country, and not one of them can say why Trump should be impeached. Not one of them. And if they were real activists that had any truth, to their movement, they could answer a single question. You guys are all frauds. You've all been deceived. Sir, I can explain things. How is that, ma'am? But why is he impeached? Why is he impeached, though? So they can't answer. None of them can answer.
Why are you alone?
None of them can answer.
Are you alone? One you?
All right. Well, I'm not allowed to talk to the mentally defective here.
You're not allowed to speak to the mentally ill.
Flawless victory. So that is why Owen Schroyer is now not allowed in the D.C. Capitol grounds. And it is interesting. They use this as evidence to say that he is so evil and terrible and he must be stopped at any cost. Because those people, as Owen pointed out, they had no idea why they were there. They had no idea what they were protesting. They just showed up. And it is reminiscent. In 2016, I found a group of protesters and a debate between President Trump and Hillary Clinton where people were paid to protest. They were brought in via buses and then they double dipped. So they were Fight for 15 and they were Trump's a racist protesters. So when the Trump's a racist march started, it was affiliated with Black Lives Matter. When that started, they ripped off their Fight for 15 T-shirt and joined the second protest. I later found paperwork of, yes, them being bussed in and getting paid. I'm not saying these folks were getting paid, but so it would seem that if they are, then you have the prosecution that's trying to ban Owen Schroyer from the Capitol grounds running interference for these paid protest groups if they're being paid. Now, we'll have Owen Schroyer here with us during this hour. Then he'll take over in hour number two to go into detail about his experiences in court today. It looks like we have Owen now, perhaps. Now, we'll get him soon. But it's absolutely unbelievable what they're trying to do. And this is, of course, all in the midst of this impeachment show trial where now you have Adam Schiff. Owen is with us. Let's go to Owen Schroyer. Owen, tell the folks about what on earth you experienced today.
Well, I mean, there's literally so much stuff going on. I'm doing 100 things at once right now. But, you know, I myself, let's just say legal experts figured, based on the history of similar cases to mine, and just based on common sense and common law and free speech, that I would show up in court today. Maybe there'd be a little contesting here and there about, am I guilty? Am I not going to plead guilty? Am I going to take an Alfred clause or an Alfred plea, or which means you plead not guilty, but you agree to pay the fines and, you know, whatever slap on the wrist they hand you. And, we thought it'd be like in and out one day, but this looks like it's going to be a battle. And think about it. This is a tiny, petty offense, 30 seconds of a disruption of Congress where I was completely cordial. I wasn't rude. I wasn't unorderly. I was escorted out. I didn't, you know, stop the cops or try to fight the cops from escorting me out. I cooperated fully. Even the cops wanted to let me go that day. But then, as I suspected and I reported that day, it's been confirmed now that Jerry Nadler or someone in the Democrat Party said, make sure Schroyer goes to jail. You better make sure he goes to jail, because today the top brass from Congress in the Democrat Party was contacting the prosecuting attorneys to say, hey, no, Schroyer is going to be banned from Capitol grounds. Make sure he's guilty. Make sure he submits to a drug test, which, why would I have to take a drug test? This isn't a drug-related offense. So they wanted me to do a drug test. They wanted to ban me from Capitol grounds. And then they just wanted to throw the book at me, whatever that meant. And I said no. So I'm basically this tiny little thing, which seems like a petty thing, me going and disrupting Congress for 30 seconds, which is just a tiny fraction of what the left has done with the code pink during the Kavanaugh hearings, with all these impeachment protesters every day at the Capitol. What I did was minuscule. I'm getting the book thrown at me. I'm the bad guy. Jane Fonda doesn't even have a paper record of all the times that she's been arrested because they just throw them away. But Schroyer has to be made an example of. And I want people
to understand.
Well,
that's right, Owen. They absolutely are just trying to make an example of you. That's all this is. It is the deep state. These are the people. You went viral. You made national news. People who hate InfoWars had to say that, yes, an InfoWars reporter managed to confront Jerry Nadler and took that risk. So they're absolutely coming after you. And, of course, you knew this was going to happen, but not to this extent. You're watching The War Room. We'll be right back after this short break.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert here with Owen Schroyer, who just learned he's going to have a long and complicated battle with the prosecution team in Washington, D.C., who want to ban him from the Capitol grounds. I mean, Owen, there are so many different ways to look at this. Obviously, you're being targeted. They want to make it impossible for you to do your job as a journalist who excels when he's out in the field. I mean, it would be unthinkable. It would be ridiculous, except at this point, I don't know if we should expect this type of targeting of InfoWars reporters.
Well, you said it exactly. I mean, they already are engaged in the digital gulags, digital censorship, so that they can dominate that spectrum. And it's really all about targeting the youth and, the uninformed voters or the voters that are undecided. To keep them in the liberal bubble to make it seem like Trump is unpopular and there's all these protests every day and all this other garbage that they're doing. But, I have to be honest, I do want to get back to this. And I'm not really sure how to properly convey what I'm feeling. But, I get alerted every time President Trump puts out a tweet, no matter who it is. And he's been really active on Twitter in the last 72 hours. And again, I'm not doing any of this for vindication or recognition from the president, but I do have to wonder what the hell is going on in the White House, because I have done so much for this president and I can't even get a lick of support. I can't even get a lick of notification from the White House. And again, I'm not sitting here bitching like, oh, poor me, Trump, please give me something, give me recognition. My point is, he retweets and tweets out all these people that didn't do anything for him. They don't do anything for him. Most of them just go on television. Most of them are just summertime soldiers. And it's just kind of obnoxious to see all these people that hopped on the Trump train after it became popular. And he just totally abandons all the people that helped him get there and helped him beat the Republican establishment and helped him beat the fake news. And so now I'm sitting here, looking at jail time, looking at being drug tested. I have to call up the courthouse every week as part of my probation. They want to give me community service. They want to take away my free speech. And I'm sick of it, man. And I'm not trying to get all pissed off, but I'm not the only one. Look at Roger Stone. Look at Mike Flynn. Where is the president? These are the people that have been supporting you since day one. And I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I'm done with Trump, I'm bashing Trump. It's just like, what the hell, man? Where is the political weighing here? Where are the scales of the White House knowing when it's time to start supporting the people that have been supporting you since day one? Screw the haters. But see, but that's what it is. It's all these D.C. establishment folks that as soon as Trump says anything supportive for his real base, like Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, they're going to abandon him. You don't need them, President Trump. You don't need them. You don't need Fox News. You don't need the D.C. establishment. They were against you the entire primary process, and they're going to be against you again as soon as the wind blows the other direction. The real American people are who it's time to support, President Trump. And so, again, this isn't like, oh, I'm bashing Trump here, but it's just that's real talk. That's real talk. And the president needs to understand there's a lot more stake in supporting what InfoWars is doing than supporting the summertime soldiers that as soon as if the Democrats get Trump out of office or go forward with some new impeachment thing, they will all abandon ship. They'll all say Trump was bad. They'll all say Trump was the worst. They'll all go along with the narrative. And it'll only be us who got abandoned by Trump who will still stand up for him. So as we get closer to 2020, I hope that Trump realizes this, because Roger Stone, an innocent man, is going to probably be sentenced to life in jail. That's what they want to do. An innocent man, and they know it. Mike Flynn, set up. All these people. George Papadopoulos spent weeks in jail, set up by the FBI. I'm sick of this crap, man. I'm sick of having the deep state run our lives. We elected Trump so that the deep state wouldn't run our lives, and here I am looking at having the book thrown at me for something the average liberal gets away with every damn day. Excuse me, but I'm sick of it.
Well, you should be, Owen. I mean, what you've honed in on is the most frustrating part of the Trump administration. And in general, I still support the president, too. But the president has fundamentally failed most of the people who helped get him into office. You, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, all of the people who have been banned on social media, Laura Loomer, Gavin McInnes. However, hundreds of people have now been thrown into the gulag and given the cold shoulder by the White House. And there is no real explanation as to why the president is forgoing every single person who helped get him where he is. The only thing I can figure is the president wants to be liked. He's always wanted to be liked. And now he wants the D.C. establishment class and the D.C. conservative media class to like him. But these are not people who care about his agenda. These are not people who care about middle America. These are people who, once they get to the Hill, as Trump said, they look and they see the big, beautiful buildings, and they look at their wife or their husband and they say, oh, honey, we have to stay here forever. We can never leave. I only hope the same thing isn't happening to President Trump.
Well, I don't think that's what's happening. I think that, I think it's more accurate what you said in the beginning, is that Trump wants to be liked. He's trying to ingratiate himself with the D.C. establishment. He assumes, hey, they can help me. That can help America. It'll all be good. But I just think it's going. And again, I don't know if this is something happening inside his campaign with people telling him this, or inside his administration with people telling them this. I don't know if it's a conscious decision he's made. But again, like you said, hey, President Trump's doing a great job. He's dealing with the deep state, too. What I'm dealing with is like a tiny little inch kabibble compared to the deep state stuff that he's dealing with. But my point is this: how much longer are Trump supporters going to take this crap? I mean, that's the thing. How much longer are we supposed to take this crap? How much longer are we going to have to get stepped on by the boots of Democrat tyranny? How much longer are we going to have to get stepped on by the boots of the two-tier justice system? How much? Where is the line in the sand? When will President Trump say, you know what? I've dealt with this. I've got an agenda. I've got things I like to do, but I'm the president of the United States. People's rights are being violated. There's a two-tier justice system. First Amendment is being violated. Fourth Amendment is being violated. It's my duty to step in and do something. Whatever happens after that, it's just going to have to happen. I have to do my right thing. So I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, I consider Roger Stone a dear friend, and we talk a lot. And my heart breaks. My heart breaks for what Roger Stone has to go through. And the truth of the matter is, people will say, well, my heart breaks for what Trump's going through. Well, Trump could stop it tomorrow. Trump could stop all of this tomorrow. Trump could release everything on Biden. He could release everything on Pelosi. He could stop all of it. He could investigate Obama for the illegal spying. He could investigate Obama for the Iran deal. And that would put all of this to rest. He could send the IRS to audit the Clinton, Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation. He could end it all. But no, he continues to try to play patty cake in D.C., and I get it. He's got an agenda. He wants to get things accomplished. But at what price? How many people have to go down? How many of his biggest supporters have to go down?
You're totally on target, Owen, again. And you do wonder, you look at Brad Parscale, who says, well, there's nothing wrong. You know, he claims to care about big tech censorship, but he doesn't do anything. The administration doesn't say a thing until Twitter bans Brad's ability to place advertising on the platform. It seems to be a very selfish mindset, and I don't know why. You're watching The War Room. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
Infowars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the
weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm here with Owen Schroyer after his eventful day dealing with the D.C. courts. Of course, Owen Schroyer is now facing issues. I mean, it's totally insane. You go in thinking you're going to get a ticket. They wind up saying, no, a ticket isn't good enough for you, Owen Schroyer. You're going to be made an example of. They want to drug test him. They want to put him on probation. They want to have him call the probation officer. They want to drug test Owen Schroyer. It's absolutely ridiculous, but of course, it is par for the course when it comes to the D.C. courts exacting, and the D.C. class, really, exacting their vengeance on President Donald Trump and everybody who supports him and helps get him elected. And as Owen and I were saying in the last segment, perhaps the most frustrating part of this is President Trump. I love the president. I love what he's doing. He has, by and large, done better than any other president in the last 100 years. He's supplanting Ronald Reagan as the great Republican president. We should be eternally thankful to President Trump. But the president, in the same process, is alienating those who pushed him across the finish line. He's alienating Alex Jones. He's alienating Michael Savage. He's alienating definitely Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Michael Flynn, all of these people who put their necks on the line to do everything they could to get President Trump into the Oval Office. And now, who is President Trump elevating? Well, he's elevating people like Ben Shapiro at the Daily Wire, Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, who thought it was disgusting and deplorable that we would have somebody like President Trump in office who divorced his wife. These are the people that now are in the president's inner circle. And again, Owen, we were saying perhaps it's that the president wants to be liked. He thinks that he can manipulate these people. It could be the reason Steve Bannon basically admitted this when he called it the original sin of the administration to bring in a bunch of swamp creatures, thinking that they could work with them. And of course, now just about every single swamp creature in a high profile position has been purged with the help, by the way, of Alex Jones, you, Owen Schroyer, and InfoWars, exposing people like Fiona Hill, exposing people like Rex Tillerson, exposing people like Kelly. I mean, it's unimaginable what's happening right now. But Owen, I think the burning question on people's minds is, what's next for you? Do we need an Owen Schroyer legal defense fund? What happens next?
Yeah, so the funny thing about that, again, like, you know, we really didn't expect it to be this bad. You know, I thought maybe they'd give me a slap on the wrist. Maybe I'd have to come back to D.C. to fight this. But at the end of the day, I mean, they really have no case against me. Well, they have no case against Trump either. And they're pursuing that continually. So now they're doing the exact same thing to me. So the funny thing is, I had a legal defense fund that was started by a friend of mine, Joel Brown. And I basically just said, hey, you know, I appreciate that. I endorsed it, but I don't think it's going to be too much of a legal battle. It shouldn't be too expensive. So, you know, just kind of do your own thing and you can raise some funds and send that over to me. But I don't want to do a whole push. But looks like we're going to have to do a whole push now. And I can tell you this, I may contact Joel here shortly. I'm doing 500 other things. So if I ever get a free minute, maybe I can contact Joel and we can promote that page and see where it's at. In fact, if you look up Joel Brown at YouKillStorm on Twitter, he's the one that started it. So maybe I can find that. He's been a guest on the show before. But we are going to sell T-shirts as well. Those are in production right now. Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong T-shirts. In fact, I can give you a little I'll give you a little teaser if you'd like here, a little exclusive teaser for Tom Papert and the War Room. Let me just pull this up, guys. A little teaser of what these are going to look like when we release these. Give me one second here. Of course. How is this even possible? The image is off my phone now. This is, I don't even know how this is possible, quite frankly. Literally, the person that sent me the image, it's gone. So now I got to go try to figure out this in. Oh, the life of an InfoWars reporter, man. I'll tell you, people wouldn't even believe it, man. They wouldn't even believe it. So let me see if you can see this here. But that's basically just a little teaser. The back says, Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. You guys are going to have to go full screen. You're going to have to go full screen. There you go, guys. I know it's tough to see that, but it's the image from my Twitter, black and white, and then Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong on the back. And we're going to sell these at InfoWarsStore.com. And then I have another thing that I'm going to do. Of course, they're banning me from, you know, they're trying to ban me from all Capitol grounds. And, you know, look, again, I don't want to pontificate on this. I really don't. But it's like you said, all these people that Trump ingratiates himself with now were all anti-Trump during the primaries. And I guarantee you, and this isn't a direct dig, it's just because you brought Charlie Kirk up, Charlie Kirk would never go to jail for this president. Charlie Kirk would never go to jail for the truth. Charlie Kirk plays ball with the establishment. That's why Turning Point USA gets promoted everywhere and they don't get censored. Hey, good for them. That's fine. Guess what? They'll never fight for America. They'll never stand up for what's right. They'll only do it when it's comfortable. And that's what I'm sick of, man. And I don't want President Trump to become that man. That's not the man we elected. We elected a winter soldier who would stand his ground no matter what. And to just see the treatment of some of his original supporters, to see the treatment of Trump supporters and conservatives, man, to see the media demonizing Trump and his supporters, I'm just fed up. And I don't do this for President Trump. Let's be clear. I do this for truth. I do this for reality. I do this because it's what's right. And this is the fight that God built me for, to be quite honest. But I do have to sit here and wonder, well, I mean, if Trump is not going to, you know, if Trump isn't going to die on the hill with us, well, then I'm not going to die on that hill. There's plenty of hills that I can die on. I can die on the vaccine truth. I can die on a pro-life. I can die on all these things. But if sitting here and supporting Trump nonstop is going to be the hill I die on, and the president isn't going to do anything to support me or even give me any attention for it, well, then I just have to sophisticatedly, intellectually look at this and say, maybe I need to switch hills. Because I'm having all my rights stripped away. I'm being told I can't even come back to the Capitol grounds because of what I do for Trump. And no one else will do it. Literally, no one else will do it. And so, again, I'm not trying to turn this into, oh, my gosh, I'm sick of Trump or I'm abandoning Trump. No, Trump's doing the greatest job he can. Trump's doing great things for America. I'm still going to report the truth about what the president is doing. I'm just going to sit here and say, fine. I won't go tell Jerry Nadler he's committing treason. I won't encourage thousands of people to go out there and to do the same thing, because what's the difference? Trump doesn't care. He's not going to do anything. The White House ignores it. So I'm not going to encourage people to die on that hill when the soldier, the God Emperor Trump, isn't going to be there to give it any due diligence. So to me, it's a dereliction of duty for the president to allow this to happen. And people keep saying, well, go to your senator, go to this, go to that. Well, I'm just getting into this battle. Again, we did not expect it to go this far. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state has literally, just like they targeted Alex Jones for internet censorship, I'm now being targeted for censorship in the real world. I'm now the real world 3D censorship test case. Me, Owen Schroyer, like what they did to Tommy Robinson in England, I'm now the test case for 3D real-world censorship. They don't want me to speak out in Congress. They don't even want me to be in the building. They don't even want me in D.C. because that's the power that my voice has. And I'm not bragging. That's just the truth, man. Look at what's happening. And so now I'm in a fight for my life because of what? 30 seconds where I called Jerry Nadler a treasonous dirtbag? That's what he freaking is.
Owen, it's unbelievable what's happening to you. You're in the fight, honestly, for your life, just like Alex Jones has been in the fight for his life, like we're all in the fight for our lives. And we have to hope that President Trump is not going to, as you said, this is a dereliction of duty. Everybody is doing wonderful in this fantastic Trump economy, that is to say, except for those who supported him in the first place, those who got him where he is. Make sure you take advantage of the fantastic specials to help Owen Schroyer X2, Survival Shield X2, back in stock. 40% off. This will not last. It's a good time to put in your order and support Owen throughout this insanity. We'll be right back with the War Room.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert, NationalFile.com. I'm here with Owen Schroyer. We're talking about the fallout after his first court appearance in Washington, D.C. If you haven't heard, if you're just tuning in, they are not going to let this be a slap on the wrist. They want to make an example out of Owen Schroyer. They want drug tests. They want probation. They want community service. They want to ban him from the D.C. Capitol grounds. Owen, you were telling us in the last break or in the last segment what the plan was moving forward. You're going to be selling a Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. You're pursuing a legal defense fund. Perhaps later today we'll have more information about this. What are the implications, though? What does this mean? And we already kind of hit this, but what does this mean for the average viewer, the average InfoWarrior, the average just citizen? Maybe they've never heard of Owen Schroyer or InfoWars, and they just maybe see Nancy Pelosi in Washington, D.C., and they want to say something. What do you think the implications are? What do you think the message is the deep state is trying to send?
Well, it's essentially creating a chilling effect on free speech. You know, like you would make an example out of somebody, say, you know, in certain cultures in ancient times, if somebody got caught stealing, well, they'd take you out and they'd chop your hand off. Right? Just poof, chop your hand right off. You got caught stealing, poof, chop your hand off. And then people would know, they'd see the hand chopped off and they'd say, oh, that guy was a thief. Well, I don't want to steal anything. I don't want to get my hand chopped off. Well, that's what they're doing to me, except it's my voice. They've done it to Roger Stone. They've done it to others. We've had them on the show. Other people involved in litigation with gag orders. They're trying to rip out my voice box. And so it's the same thing. Like if you support Trump on social media, you get banned. If you call out, the dangers of vaccines on social media, you get banned. If you share Project Veritas videos, you get banned. And so, it's a total two-tier justice system. But the implications that people need to understand is that future generations of Americans won't have free speech. And they will be dictated by a fascist, tyrannical government. They'll have no free speech. They'll have no firearms to defend themselves. They'll have no fair court system. No right to a fair trial. This is where this is all going, and it's all being tested right now. And look, again, this isn't a bash Trump session. This is just the truth. We elected Trump to stop this. And if all of this ends up rolling out while Trump is president, I mean, I don't see how America recovers, quite frankly, because there'll never be another Trump that gets into office, at least in the current political atmosphere. And if it's not Trump, then I don't know who it's going to be. And so if they can get all of this done, the censorship of free speech in the real world, saying you can't be on the Capitol grounds if you dare say something to the royalty Jerry Nadler, you can't be on the internet if you dare say that vaccines can cause autism, which, you know, Yale studies, other studies have proven. And, you don't even get a trial or a fair trial. The FBI can set you up or Democrat committees can set you up like they've done to Trump. There'll be no more freedom in America, and it'll all happen under Trump's watch. And I know that we support Trump. We like Trump. He's doing a lot of great things. But you have to understand, the economy growth can be reversed tomorrow. The borders can be reopened tomorrow. All of this stuff that he's doing, the next president can literally flip. But if you still have free speech, if you still have the Second Amendment, if you still have a fair and just court system, then that gives future generations a chance. But the Democrats are literally trying to remove all of this right now. And you know what? Mitch McConnell is one of them. Mitch McConnell is one of them. Mitch McConnell has made the whole situation in the Senate impossible for media or American citizens to even get fair coverage or even their chance to be there. Why would Mitch McConnell do this? Why would Mitch McConnell play ball with these dirty Democrats? It's pathetic. Remember, Tom, we were on air, 2 days ago, I believe it was, talking about how Mitch McConnell wrote up all these BS rules and regulations for the Senate trial. And what did they do yesterday? They shut down every stream that wasn't mainstream news covering impeachment. You can thank Mitch McConnell for that. And so people better understand. And this is truthfully, Tom, this is why they really don't like InfoWars. Because InfoWars doesn't give a damn what letters behind your name. If you're corrupt, if you're eroding the Constitution, if you're allowing free speech to get railroaded like Mitch McConnell, we're going to call you out too.
We don't have party lines. We don't have loyalties to a Republican or even Trump. We have loyalty to the truth. We have loyalty to the Constitution. We have loyalty to the Bill of Rights. We have loyalty to this republic. That's where our loyalty lies. And if people want to go against that, then we'll call them out. So Mitch McConnell made a huge mistake setting up these rules, because now, not only, I mean, let's say even if I wanted to, and I'm not going to, but let's say I wanted to go into Senate gallery while Adam Schiff, that pencil neck demon, that bug-eyed freak, was up there speaking. If I wanted to say, Adam Schiff is corrupt, Adam Schiff is committing treason, I couldn't even do that if I wanted to. Hey, Mitch, wake up. You don't have a spine. You don't have balls. You don't have courage. Guess what? Some of us do. Give us a chance. But they won't do it. And now they're trying to ban me from D.C. Now, look, I don't want to pontificate on this forever. Obviously, I'm hot on this issue, and there's going to be a lot developing on this in the future. But, folks, look, we're not going to give up this fight. No one else does what InfoWars does, okay? Nobody. And, in fact, I can sit here and say proudly, hey, if I'm on the road or I'm unable to come in, guess what? We get great fill-in hosts like Tom Papert. Most people, when they sign off, they get a horrible fill-in host because they don't want to give attention to someone else who might be better than them. No, we get great fill-in hosts when I go on the road that do great work. And again, folks, literally everything I do, people always say, you know, oh, we support you, Owen. Oh, this is so great. We love what you do. Well, it's only possible when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the t-shirts, buy the water filters, buy the air filters, buy the supplements. It's literally, it's the only way it's possible, folks. This trip has not been cheap, okay? It's not cheap for me to get good legal counsel. It's not cheap for me to stay in D.C. so I can be at all these events in one day and work 24 hours in a day. It's not cheap to travel here, to bring the crew here. It's not cheap to get the InfoWars battle tank here. None of it's cheap. It's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you don't support us at InfoWarsStore.com, we won't be able to do this. Our reach, our expansion, our power, it will all become limited. And you've seen, folks, they've tried to censor us to limit our power. We keep fighting. We keep having victories only because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot emphasize that enough, folks. We're not driving around big, exotic $100,000, $200,000 cars. We don't have palatial studios. Mansion-esque studios and high rises in New York or DC or California, very modest studios, state of the art as they may be, modest in their existence. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Our agenda is to bring the truth to America. Our agenda is to defeat the fake news. Our agenda is to defeat liars and scumbags and tyrants that are in office, like Ralph Northam and Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. And they've been exposed, folks. But if they can take InfoWars out, who else is going to fight like this? There's not many else, folks. There's not many else. There's very, very few. And it's sad, but that's the truth.
Well, and one of the things you brought up that's absolutely crucial is that's what most people, myself included, love about InfoWars, is you are not politically tied to Republicans, to the GOP establishment. And Mitch McConnell absolutely deserves to be called out. The man has made something like $20 million during his time in office. But you won't hear that by Sean Hannity, who has, you know, his fill-in host seems to be the South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. That's who they get. So I do appreciate you saying that as well. I just wanted to point out some of the deals on InfoWarsStore.com right now are phenomenal. So a lot of these products have been out of stock. Alex sold out of stock of Super Male Vitality, of Survival Shield X2, all kinds of things at the end of last year. He's starting to get them back. Survival Shield X2 is now back, 40% off. You can get the Power Pack with X2 and X3. Get the good halogens in two different highly advanced formulas. If you get the Power Pack, it's 50% off. Both Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back in stock finally, and 35% off. And Owen, the number one thing is people do support InfoWars, but we need the support now as much as we did when Alex got banned a year and a half ago. This is crunch time. This is 2020, and one of InfoWars, one of the sharpest parts of that tip of the spear, you, Owen Schroyer, they're trying to ban you from doing journalism for the crime of journalism. So if you've been on the fence
chance. Now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support this fight. You can get the storable food. It's insurance you can eat. God hope you never need it, but if you do, it will be there. You can get products to help you drink cleaner water, breathe cleaner air. Both of those are 30% off. That's, of course, the Alexa Pure line. This is a fantastic way to support Owen Schroyer as he prepares for a legal battle to continue to do his job. That's where we're at. The deep state is going to come down to an InfoWars journalist and say that you will not work in this city ever again. It would be unbelievable, but it's almost just par for the course. Still, they managed to surprise us. This is The War Room. I'm Tom Papert with Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back after this break.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. Owen Schroyer with you. I'm about to be joined by my next guest who is calling out the YouTube censorship and trying to do something about that. A fellow comrade in the fight for the First Amendment. He'll be joining me in the next segment. But I want to change subjects here momentarily to talk about something that really is illustrative of how corrupt all the anti-Trump government officials are. Now, if you recall, when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little less actually, it was devastating to the people of Puerto Rico, and it was devastating to the infrastructure. And if you recall, President Trump signed to send a bunch of aid there, food, water, money, etc. And one of the corrupt mayors, I believe it was of San Juan, I could be wrong though. This mayor claimed that Trump wasn't helping, Trump didn't do anything. Well, InfoWars and others reported, of course, not the mainstream news, they're scared of their own shadow, and they're scared of being called a conspiracy theorist for reporting the truth. It turned out, as we reported, it's now been confirmed, but it's worse than we thought. The officials in Puerto Rico were literally hiding the aid that was sent to Puerto Rico, putting it in warehouses, putting it in swamps, literally denying the needy people of Puerto Rico clean bottled water and food. They literally hid it. Why? To make Trump look bad, period. So they could run stories, all fictitious. They know it was a lie that Trump wasn't helping the people of Puerto Rico and he was ignoring them, even though he sent the aid, and they hid it. They hid it so they could run bad headlines and lie about Trump. Now, again, people didn't want to report it then because they were like, oh, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. That's an InfoWars story. Well, now it's been confirmed. They did it again. Huge earthquakes hit Puerto Rico about a month ago. Trump signs off for aid to go there. Again, they find warehouses of unused aid, food, and water. Do you understand how corrupt these people are? Can your mind even fathom being that evil? Can your consciousness even comprehend being that deceitful? Quite frankly, you can't, because you don't even have the ability in you. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. They literally held aid and hid it from the citizens of Puerto Rico because they hate Trump so much and they wanted to run negative headlines. Think about this. Think about this, folks. I mean, they're denying their own people water. They're denying their own people the very substance of life because they hate Trump that much. And so, and again, this is why people hate InfoWars. We have the courage to come on here and say, the deep state, the globalists, the Democrats hate Trump so much, they will let people die. They will kill you. They will throw you in jail. They will do anything they can to get Trump out of office because it's all about power. And if what happened in Puerto Rico doesn't prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, the Democrats will literally have to go to a Trump rally and start shooting people and say it's good. Or the Democrats, they already do this. They already bring terrorists on air and praise them. They already bring anti-Trump violent people on air and praise them. They already bring people like Adam Schiff, a total dirtbag who belongs in jail, on air to praise him. They're already doing it, folks. The lengths that these people will go, the lengths that these corrupt shadow government figures will go, honestly, folks, it knows no bounds. You don't think they'll put stuff in the vaccines that'll kill you and give you cancer and give your kid autism? You don't think they'll put poison in the water that lowers your IQ? They're already doing all of it. It's already out there in the open. They just take conspiracy theory to think, make you think it's not true. Gentlemen, we are now into the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, and I'm now joined by Jesse Tyler Ridgway, and you might know him from Mick Jugger Nuggets, his popular online pseudonym, very popular with a lot of the stuff that he's done on YouTube, a bunch of different series, millions, if not billions of views on all of his work, and I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you, folks. You know my attitude. When I see people getting censored from the internet like I've endured, I immediately feel like they're a kindred spirit, and I want to bring them on air to talk about it. And I've been so busy, and I can't even do all the stuff I need to do, that I didn't even have time to do the due diligence to really take a deep dive into what Jesse Tyler Ridgway has been doing on YouTube that got him banned. So I'm kind of floating into uncharted waters here with Jesse, but I do know this. Banned from YouTube, censored on YouTube, decides he's going to create his own platform. We salute him for that. StoryFire is what he's working on now. So Jesse Tyler Ridgway, or better known as Mick Jugger Nuggets, joins me now. Jesse, thank you.
Oh, Owen, thanks for having me on here.
So tell me, Jesse, what is the story? You're on YouTube, very popular, all kinds of views there, millions, if not billions overall. And then they start censoring your content one by one, taking down your channels. And you saw this trend happening and you decided to really just focus on your own app and your own platform. Tell my audience the story.
Yeah, so I've been a YouTube creator since 2006, kind of the birth of YouTube. I've grown up on the platform. I've made almost 2,000 plus videos, almost 2 billion views. Back in 2015, 2016, I was one of the top 500 YouTube creators. It was around the time of 2017, the apocalypse, where advertisers started pulling out of the platform, ad revenue dropped by 90%. Over 500 of my back catalog of videos was demonetized, was then subsequently suppressed in the algorithms. I was no longer getting recommended or featured. And I then was producing more content in 2018, 2019, and a lot of those videos were suppressed. Apparently, they're too edgy for YouTube. It was not brand-friendly, even though a lot of what I do on YouTube is a series, a dramatic web series, not unlike, you know, Breaking Bad, you know, featuring drugs or violence. You know, we're showing these themes in a narrative format. But apparently YouTube hypocritically can show their YouTube Red or premium series that features guns, violence, drugs, what have you, and gets premium ads on it. Whereas me, a longtime creator for 13 years on the platform, been censored, demonetized, and has affected me, my employees, my entire business. And there was no communication from YouTube. I've had videos straight removed completely from the platform, you know, blood, sweat, and tears put into content, and now is gone for good. I didn't even have copies of some of the videos. So there was no warning and no communication from YouTube, which seems to be the theme.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go next. Obviously, you weren't expecting this. You weren't really putting up controversial content. From what I understood, there's no even political content that you're producing. It's just, like you said, your own drama series, just taking it to the internet, taking it to YouTube. and very popular stuff. And then out of nowhere, the blink of an eye, they just erase you. And you're saying YouTube didn't not just give you a warning or like a strike policy. They still haven't contacted you as to why your videos are being banned?
My communication with YouTube, they had allotted me a partner manager, as they tend to do. And they usually are like on a need to know basis. They kind of are told to give you general advice or tips and strategies to grow. A lot of which, just seemed like they're just reading off a teleprompter or something. But, my most recent communication with YouTube as of September was that I was actually banned from partner support. So I couldn't even communicate with YouTube if I wanted to. This is a 13-year creator, did nothing wrong, and was banned from communicating with them, mainly because they, I guess, didn't appreciate that I was talking out against them. But a lot of my criticisms were valid and real issues that me and other large creators have been facing, which that propelled me into creating my own platform, StoryFire, which is we've been released for a couple of years now, where we host edgier content. We have advertisers that are willing to advertise on the platform. We are 450,000 users strong, and we're available on all devices. And we've been supporting the creator that have been shafted by YouTube, that have had videos removed, that you know, are being censored or not featured like they feel like they should be. It's a sad place to go onto YouTube now and check the trending section or what's recommended. And it's all the most, you know, brand friendly, family friendly, traditional media, platform. It's you go on, you see CNN, you see BBC, you see, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. These are people's favorite YouTubers now. That's what you get on YouTube. The landscape's changed. So I decided to leave with that change.
You know, that's actually interesting that you point that out, because it does seem to be like they're trying to take YouTube or even just in general the internet and all its various platforms to like cable network programming. Whereas the internet used to kind of be like the wild, wild west. You know, anybody can come in, you know, quick draw, put out a video, it goes viral, they start making other content. Now they have a whole genre. Now they have a whole channel that's popular, as opposed to, you know, nobody can get on cable news. I mean, how do you even get on cable? Nobody knows how. Nobody can. You don't have the money. You don't have the equipment. You don't have anything. But hey, anybody with a phone and some editing skills can put out a great video on YouTube. And it's like, wow, what a great platform. And so as it was replacing cable television and mainstream, I think maybe there was a level of panic saying, hey, look, us over here at NBC or you name the alphabet network or any network, our views are going down. Our ratings are going down. Nobody's watching us anymore. They're watching YouTube content. What can we do? We're supposed to dominate this spectrum. We're supposed to be in charge of the video content, live content. That's us. We can't have Ridgeway coming in here and replacing us. We can't have that. We can't have it more popular than NCIS or some other show we put out. So they work with their corporate overlords and they work with the social media corporate overlords, and then boop, Jesse's gone. And then who's in? Jimmy Fallon, just like you said. So they're turning YouTube into what cable news used to be or cable television used to be, which people are leaving because it's overpriced and it's under entertainment. It's not any good anymore. It's all watered down and no fun. So people started going to YouTube. So now they're trying to turn YouTube into what cable used to be as this transition is happening. But what would you say, I mean, if you could just make a guess, I mean, you kind of did earlier, but what would you say is the real reason they banned you? If you had to make an educated guess here, what do you think it was?
I'll answer that shortly. I just want to piggyback off you there. It's interesting, the fact that I feel like that is the course of things. You become your own worst enemy, and YouTube was the answer for those trying. That was my answer. I didn't know how to break into traditional Hollywood. YouTube was that place for the independent creator to go on and be seen. And then they wanted more money. And so they started, I mean, Hollywood Reporter came out with an article saying that YouTube's spending five, six figures giving Will Smith or Dwayne The Rock Johnson money just so they can make content on YouTube. So they're paying Hollywood to come over. And then the traditional advertisers, you know, the old guys in the suits running these big brands, they see Will Smith, they see The Rock, they're like, okay, now I can put my ad money into YouTube. But now it's no longer a place for creators like myself. what I think got me banned and what I think caused me to kind of be in the bad graces of YouTube, I think it's because I was vocal about it, because I am an edgier creator. And I think they're trying to appeal to more money, more dollars, and more users. And my content might be a little polarizing. It might be a little bit more edgy for children who predominantly use digital media. And I think I started to grow StoryFire, this alternative to YouTube. And I don't think they like that. So they're, I think, suppressing my reach and the ability to reach my fans.
And you just decided that you're going to not provide content for them anymore. I salute you for that. A brave decision. Not many would take that leap, quite frankly. But I think you nailed it. I think this is Hollywood with their heart on to dominate the entertainment.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I just want to listen to rock and roll music, all right? Jeez, man. No, I'm just giving the guys a hard time. It's some days I'm a little frustrated, and some raging rock and roll music is the only thing that can center my chi. But welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. And we've got my guest who created StoryFire, who has been censored off of YouTube after creating very popular content for more than a decade. He is with me here, Mr. Ridgeway. You can find his new app at StoryFire. Jesse Ridgeway with us here. Jesse, I think that you really hit on it. I think that Hollywood and mainstream media is doing everything they can to make sure that competition cannot replace them. As their product is getting worse, as their product is getting more corporatized, as their product is getting more watered down, as their product is getting more PC, they don't want the Jesse Ridgeways of the world. With you're only 27 years old, I think, so a young guy creating great content, a whole future ahead of you creating content as you only get better. They don't want to compete with you. They'd rather snuff you out and choke you and drown you so that you die on YouTube, and then they don't have to compete with you. And then they can put their little talking heads like the Jimmy Kimmels and everybody that nobody watches anymore. So they figure the only way they can even still exist is by buying out or drowning out their competition. And that's exactly what they're doing. So let me ask you this, though. And again, I don't even know if you get into politics. I don't think you're necessarily a political guy. I'm not even asking you to necessarily. But do you think that there needs to be action either from the president or from Congress or somehow maybe antitrust measures to say, hey, you're not going to drown out the little guy on the internet. You're not going to make sure that other people can't exist and compete with you in the media complex, in the media spectrum. Do you think there needs to be action there?
I do. I think that these large tech companies are very heavy-handed, but in a way that is, like you said, silent. It's very dangerous. It's known. I mean, just because we have built StoryFire, I'm very heavy into the tech space. I know the technologies and the softwares and applications that we use, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I know my links, any links that are, pushing other platforms or even just sending people off of YouTube, they've had measures. They still have measures that will suppress the reach of these posts. Same with other social medias. And they're limiting anybody leaving their platform and things like that, whether they're hiding the logout ability or hiding, they make it harder to leave. Similar to that of a casino, they want to get rid of the clocks, they have less windows. So you're just not even aware what time it is. And they sort of trap you in there subconsciously. So I do think the government should be stepping in, and I almost see that as an inevitability. To where Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, Google, the amount of data and information that they have on all of us is very serious. It's a lot of power. And I'm not entirely convinced that it's in our best interest, or they have our best interests at heart.
Yeah, and part of the problem is too, you know, even the consumer is to blame for this, because we don't voluntarily leave these platforms. It's almost like we're addicted to it in a way. It's almost like crack, you know, being successful on these platforms, trying to be more successful on these platforms. We know about the dopamine hit. We've had people actually come out, whistleblowers from Facebook and other tech companies, say, no, we designed it this way to keep you addicted. But the issue is now, look, it's not cheap and it's not easy. And very few people can even, you know, create their own platform that could even compete with YouTube, if it's even possible. Many would say it's probably impossible, given the size and structure and capabilities and money, just straight financial abilities that people like YouTube and Google and all these other people have. But, you know, I see what you're doing with StoryFire, and I say, wow, thank God someone out there is creating another platform, where other people might be like, oh, I don't want to talk about StoryFire. You know, that might compete with my platform, or, oh, they're banned. I don't want to be on, you know, a watch list for YouTube. Well, I'm relieved that you guys created StoryFire. You know, it's like, we've got Infowars.com. We've got Band.video. Obviously, we've got those platforms that we've had to create in the censorship. But hey, if they wipe those out, I feel safe knowing that StoryFire is still out there. Or hey, if they wipe StoryFire out, maybe it's Band.video. Or hey, if you create a platform listening to this, well, maybe we have to go to your platform. So it's this constant whack-a-mole, and it's like we all have to be in this together to really defeat these social media tech giants, especially if the government's not going to step in, which I'm not big on government intervention. I kind of like the government out of my life, you know, 99% of the time. But when you're dealing with free speech, and when you're dealing with tech giants and tech overlords, really, like you said, they have access to all our information. And by the way, these tech companies are getting all kinds of federal dollars, all kinds of federal dollars. So for them to sit here and start censoring free speech based on what they like and what they don't like, to me, that's criminal. And it needs to be investigated, or these companies need to be dissolved or investigated or something, because it's simply not fair. It's simply not fair when hosts that have the power of mainstream news and the pocketbook of mainstream news also get to dominate you on the smaller platforms, which are getting bigger, like YouTube and Facebook, just so nobody can compete. And that's the old hat tactic. It's a monopoly game. These people want monopoly over entertainment. They want monopoly over the media. And we see through it now. The question is, are they going to be allowed to do it? Or will the government intervene? Or will people finally stand up and say, no, you know what? I'm done with these platforms. They're corrupt. They're totalitarian. They're censoring free speech. I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
100%. And that's the point I got to. With StoryFire, I just always implore and encourage creators to, you know, stop being afraid of that stigma of talking out against YouTube. I think everyone's afraid to bite the hand that feeds them, or that, you know, they're somehow going to get suppressed too by, you know, helping StoryFire or promoting StoryFire or putting content on and trying it out. I think everybody's very sensitive to, you know, big tech. They want to grow their following. They want to make full-time living on these platforms. You know, they want to be on their best behavior to get promoted in the algorithm. You know, everybody's sucking up. But in actuality, we need to be standing up and fighting, because the amount of creators that I have a huge list of every creator, I think, has been shafted by YouTube in one way or another, whether it's lack of communication, demonetization, suppression, you name it, or copyright claims, the list goes on. But everybody, you know, just takes it on the chin, bears it, and says, well, there's no other alternative. There's no other option. But I want people to open their mind up and think, like, this is that time. YouTube's going to continue to go mainstream. The independent creator is going to get edged out, and this is the time we all need to unionize, leverage, and build the platform that we want to see.
In the short time we have left, just tell people about StoryFire.
So yes, everyone, I encourage you to check out StoryFire. Please, we're standing up for what we believe in, which is free speech, fair pay. We have a social feed. You can actually make money off your social posts or NFT currency. You can find StoryFire on the web at storyfire.com, on the App Store, on the Google Play Store. We have massive creators, huge features coming, and we'd love to have you part of the fire.
and start growing your following and keeping your voice heard.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars War Room. We're officially halfway through today's transmission. Just another unbelievable day in the Infowars. InfoWar folks, I'll just leave it right there before I start pontificating. I want to open up the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number, let's give it at the bottom of the screen, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and call in, and we will start getting you on the board, and I will start taking your calls as soon as they're ready, 877-789-2539. Just what do you make of the blatant attack on Trump supporters, the blatant two-tiered justice system, whether it applies to Roger Stone, whether it applies to General Flynn, whether it applies to Donald Trump, or if you want to talk about what I'm going through. If you do bring that up, I'll try my best not to get too fired up and start screaming again. The crew had to say, hey, Owen, you're yelling and you're maxing out your levels. You need to calm down, you primal Neanderthal. We'll do our best to discuss all of that with you. Again, 877-789-2539. In fact, I need to put out a tweet letting people know that I am live taking calls right now because everybody's interested in this story. So we'll take as many calls as I can hear. But folks, again, if you like what we're doing here at InfoWars, if you like me being in DC, confronting these people and reporting the real story, it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, I am a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I take the Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. I take the Survival Shield X2, which is so popular and on sale. I do the bodies after workouts. I do the DNA Force Plus in the morning and after workouts. I have the real red pill that I take in the morning. I have the Extendawise. The Extendawise is probably the most underrated thing to me. You look at the ingredients in that, it's pretty amazing stuff. But they're all at InfoWarsStore.com. The toothpaste, I use the toothpaste. I like the hand lotion. In fact, I probably need some right now. The protein bars are amazing. My pantry is stocked full of them. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12 is there as well. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. Hop on over there and support us so that I can continue to fight the good fight here in D.C. And, I mean, look. We've got great legal counsel, but I mean, I'm thinking like I need like 12 lawyers on this deal. I want 12 lawyers standing there. I want these judges and these prosecuting attorneys to look at 12 men and say, yeah, we're going to throw Schroyer in jail. We're going to clearly be a double standard. And by the way, folks, when these double standards get brought up in court, their excuse is, well, we weren't on that case. So what? So what? There's no justice? That's what they're saying, folks. There's two systems of justice. See, I'm already getting fired up. I don't want to do that. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the water filters. I only drink from a water filter in my home. I don't drink from the tap. I suggest you do the same. And again, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. So here's what I'm going to do. I guess I'm trying to see what I want to do with this legal fund on this GoFundMe because I'm trying to do 100 things at once. I guess I'll just promote that now. I guess I'll just put that out now and I can figure out the rest later because I know people are trying to figure out how they can help. Again, And I'll explain too. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out on Twitter right now. But again, folks, I didn't want the legal aid because I thought this would be an easy case. I thought it'd be open and shut, slap on the wrist, fine, whatever. And they'd leave me alone. No, they're going for my balls, folks. They're literally trying to castrate me. Why? I think we know why, folks. Now, it's not going to happen. And I'll just leave it at that. But let's go ahead and start taking your phone calls. Let's see here. La-da-da. Let's start with Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Told you to make those T-shirts. Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. It's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared, but I got your back.
Now's the time, Bart. Now's the time. They're coming out.
Yeah, can you hear me, Owen?
Yes, sir. Now's the time. We're about to release those T-shirts.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm like the second most channel on YouTube. They still haven't shut me down, and you're live. You're still live on my channel, Bart Fun on YouTube. Now, I talked to Owen. You did nothing wrong. I 110% support you.
Well, God love you, Bart, because I know that you go through a lot just to keep that YouTube channel going. And it's brave of you to do that. And man, oh man, it, you know, it's tough for us to get our message out. So if it wasn't for people like you, you know, some Americans may never even hear about this broadcast. Hey, guys, I can't tell if there's a connection problem on my end or Bart's end, but I'm having trouble hearing Bart right now.
I apologize for that.
Hey, guys, will you just – okay, I'm sorry about that, Bart. It seems that you have a bad connection. I apologize, Bart. Guys, let's go ahead and go to another caller. Who do we have here? Let's go to Nathan in Vancouver Island. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Sorry about what happened in your court case there. Just commenting on the recent Project Veritas videos. This is kind of a call out to the Kyle Jurek and Michael Manbun, whatever his name is. Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago, quote, "Do not dig a grave for someone else," end quote, which means that while even German shells were exploding nearby, the triumphant Red Army was being rounded up in huge waves of arrests. So those guys, if they think they're fighting for the revolution, they're going to be put in those graves that they are digging.
Well, look, we know the founding fathers are rolling over in their grave at everything that's happening. I think that American patriots that are witnessing all this today are reaching a level of fed upness that we haven't seen in decades. And I think what happened in Virginia on Monday was just an illustration of just that.
That was great. That was incredible to watch. Great, great footage all around.
All right, Nathan, thank you so much for the call. Guys, I can't tell if it's a problem on my end, but these callers seem to be going out. Let's go ahead and just try Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Owen, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. You know, Mitch McConnell lives in my district here in Louisville, Kentucky. I am just so appalled. He would not let you speak. This guy is a swamp. Love. What was he making? $20 million a year? I mean, now you're going to have a T-shirt out? I'll tell you what. If I'd like to just walk around Jefferson County with your T-shirt and say, Owen did nothing wrong, let every district in this county know that we are the people. I'm sick and tired of these people. And then they want to take a drug test on you. And I'm going to get crazy. I'm sorry, but I just get so mad.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll let Chris finish.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ducks fly together, and Info Warriors stand up for truth together. Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. Owen Schroyer here on the road. I'm going to be taking your phone calls for the next four segments, and then Savannah Hernandez and Tom Papert will be back on air with you as well. We had Chris in Kentucky. I wanted to let Chris finish up his statement. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Owen. You know, like I said, you know, people have got to realize the power is with them. You know, you can't let these swamp dictators tell you what to do. You know, my grandmother left Europe before World War One, and I did a lot of research through World War Two what the swamp is. I have the complete CD set of The Triumph of Will, what the swamp is in the English translation. That's control on the people. That's the idea of what they're doing to us over nearly 100 years later. You have to understand, history can repeat itself. If you live in fear and go under a rock like that, these globalists love it because they can have, you know, have their foot on your neck. That's what we don't want. We got to take a stand and be belligerent. Now, our mayor here in Louisville is endorsing Bloomberg for president. I think the globalists want to put his arms around him. This is a sanctuary city. We got to start getting active. I know there's callers out there in Kentucky that are on this. If you're in the Louisville area or metro or outside, let's start getting active. This is really getting out of control, what I'm seeing every day, Owen.
Well, and that's my point, too, is, you know, when I go back to what happened Monday, and again, I want to phrase what I'm saying right here. I want to be careful, but I'm not saying we need violent armed revolutions, obviously. But what I'm saying is what happened Monday is what needs to happen nationwide with 60 million Americans at their capital. Because these congressmen, these governors, mayors, all these corrupt politicians, most seem to be Democrats. I'm not a Republican by any stretch. I just go where the truth is. Most of these corrupt bastards are Democrats. And so what happened to Ralph Northam? Ralph Northam said, I'm going to be violating your Second Amendment right, and I'm also going to lie to your face to do it. What happened? 50,000 people showed up in his doorstep and said, hell nah. And yeah, guess what? They were armed to the teeth because this is America. And so that's my point. That's the revolution that is needed. It's politically at the ballot box, but then it's also culturally with civilians peacefully executing their rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, in the face of these tyrants so that they know America's not dead. You're not going to take away our firearms. You're not going to rip out our voice cords. And if you try to do that, there's going to be 50,000 people at your doorstep, armed to the teeth with shotguns, handguns, rifles, and Barrett 50 cals, and it's not going to be pretty for you. This is not what we want to do. We want to live our lives. We want to raise our families. We want to continue our career pursuits and all other goals and missions and dreams. But if you're going to get in the way of that for us in the future of our lineage, we're going to show up. We're going to be armed to the teeth, and it's not going to be pretty for you if you don't get the message.
And that's one of my points is that even if it's in Kentucky they do that, we'll be in Frankfort with what we did in Richmond. That needs to be done. Because I know a lot of Kentuckians will not stand for that. There's a lot of good people here that are good law-abiding citizens that own firearms or are good people. An armed society is a peaceful society, Owen.
Well, exactly. And if what happened Monday doesn't totally prove that, I don't know what does. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. Let's go to Gary in Illinois. Go ahead, Gary.
Thank you, Owen. Yeah, I was calling about your court date and what went on there.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, when are you going to run for Congress or a senator? Because they're going to take your right to show up in the buildings. You need to run for one of those two, then they can't take your right away.
You know, I really have never had any political aspirations. Literally, like, it's the last thing I want to do. The only inclination that was even attractive to me would be to try to run for sheriff, just because that position is so organic and it can do such great things at a local level. But I don't really have the background for that. But look, I'll be honest with you. I get more pressure every day from people to run for office. And I mean, if that's what I have to do to defeat these bastards, then that's what I'll do. Again, it's not what I want to do. I think I'm more effective here. But if there's not a single congressman in there that has the balls to call out these treasonous Democrats and it takes for someone to run and do it, then I guess that's what I'll do. Again, I don't have any aspirations. I don't have any plans. But I mean, yeah, if they're going to censor me, if they're going to censor my platform, if they're going to try to keep me from having a career, if they're going to try to keep me from having free speech, and then they're going to kick me out of the Capitol, then fine. I'll show up on the ballot box, and I'll show up, and I'll get elected, and I'll take my 5 minutes in Congress, and I'll put my middle finger in the air to these Democrats, and I'll say, you can't kick me out now, bitch!
You got it. I mean, you got it. I got a lot of static on my end, so...
Sorry about that. I think that was just me raising my voice. Sorry about that, Gary. Anything else?
A few weeks ago, you had somebody on there mention something about the stars disappearing. I would like to let him know that I've seen two disappear. One was just sitting still and did a hypnotist wheel and just disappeared. The other one exploded, and within that, you know, seeing it explode and feeling everything, that's what I can tell him about that. Other, you know, that type of thing, but. I just wish you the best, man.
You say stars disappearing?
Yeah, one of your hosts was talking about how the stars were disappearing back in 97. I seen two of them. One exploded, and one just did a hypnotist wheel, just sitting still, just started doing a big circle like a hypnotist wheel and just disappeared. The one that exploded, I actually felt the shock wave and everything off of it and that type of thing.
Are you sure it was a star?
Yeah, it was actually reported on Fox News that the one that exploded. The other one, I didn't ever heard a report about.
I actually got to say, that's pretty cool, Gary. And I know that if you're not in Chicago, if you're in like Southern Illinois or Central Illinois, the skies are really clear at night. There's not much light pollution. And I got to tell you, it's really strange. This is actually true. It's funny Gary brings that up. For whatever reason, I have seen so much celestial phenomenons in my life. And I don't even get into aliens or any of that stuff. And I'm not even talking about aliens. I mean, I've seen like 20 shooting stars in my life. I mean, like sky end to end, I've seen like five. I remember when I was a kid, my parents will remember this too. It was a crazy thing. And it's funny that you talk about the impact. I had a soccer game one night when I was a kid, and there was a satellite in the sky that exploded and fell to the earth. And I saw this when I was a kid, and I was telling people, and they were like, is this, you know, 15-year-old soccer player on crack? Well, it came out, satellite blows up in the sky, falls to earth, and I happened to see it. So it's funny you bring that up. I'm not even trying to go down this road. It's really kind of a cool thing to see that stuff when you're a human. I mean, when you see like a shooting star, I mean, when I see a shooting star, like my body goes like numb and starts tingling. It's like, I can't even explain the power of it, just the beauty of it, the mightiness, just to see it from afar. I don't know. That's wild that you bring that up, Gary. I didn't plan on going down that road today, but sometimes I like to jet out to parts unknown. All right, let's take a quick call if you can get it in quick. James in Indiana, go ahead.
Oh, and this is what I did. I went ahead and I typed out a letter to the Judicial Committee, Ted Cruz, and some of the other senators saying, hey, they need to take a stand for you because you took a stand for freedom of speech. And I listed all the crimes the U.S. government has committed, and not one person has gone to jail or even lost their job. The director of Minnesota stole over $200,000 and got her job back. The U.S. Attorney's Office has committed all types of crimes throughout the United States. Nobody goes to jail, even hiding and destroying evidence on death penalty cases, and they do absolutely nothing. And here you are in federal court. Everybody is found guilty. It's all kangaroo, 99% conviction rate.
Yeah, and I mean, not to bring this up as the old harp example, but I mean, Hillary Clinton, what, Hillary Clinton gets to testify for a couple hours and that's her punishment? She's not even a working woman. I'm a working man and I have to put up with this bull crap. I mean, it just infuriates me. Again, it's not even for me necessarily. Think about the guy that gets caught on the street corner, you know, smoking a blunt or something. He has to go to jail. Think about the guy on the street corner that's, you know, caught smoking crack and he has to spend a night in jail. I'm not endorsing that behavior, but I mean, my God, Hillary Clinton is responsible for people dying. Hillary Clinton is robbing people in Haiti of millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton is laundering money left and right. In fact, I have the analogy for you right here. Pardon my abrasiveness here, but this is Hillary Clinton, only politically. I'm saying politically. Hillary Clinton is like, if you're at the lodge with all of your friends, in fact, I'm going to do this on the other side. The Hillary Clinton political analogy, the best one ever on the other side, and your phone calls.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to continue to take your calls here into the third hour of the War Room, but I want to do this political analogy of Hillary Clinton real quick because I think it's been on my mind and I just want to do it on air here, but it's true. Imagine like a single guy's lodge. Or let's even go a step farther. Let's say there's a bachelor sex addict lodge where men just go and hang out. And, you know, maybe they do that to divert from whatever, or that's just where they hang out. Well, okay, so there they are. They're hanging out at the lodge, all these single guys raging, virile. And a woman walks in, and it's the most attractive woman, just beautiful, just everything. The hair is thick, busty, you know, just universal 10. And she walks in with her big lips and she comes up and she sits on the bar and she drops her drawers and she drops her trousers and she drops her panties and she gets up on the bar and spreads her legs and she goes, "Go ahead, fellas, have your way with me." That's Hillary Clinton. Except she did it with America. She literally was a political whore. She literally let anybody do anything to her. Except it wasn't her. It was America. Hillary Clinton raped America. Bill Clinton raped America. These people belong in jail. They raped Haiti. They raped Libya. Man, it's just the truth. And it's just sickening that they're not in jail, isn't it? It is just sickening that they're not in jail. And I'm not trying to pontificate on that. It's just our last caller brought that up, and it just reminds me how sick it is. You know what? I better just stop right there. I'm going to go too far. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? I love your fire, man. You have every reason to be pissed off, and pissed off for you too, man. That's crazy. Like, what are you even charged with? Like, what is it, like a felony or a misdemeanor? Like, I'm a little confused.
You know, I want to be careful what I say because I know for a fact that all the Democrats that aren't involved in this impeachment right now are listening. They're literally listening to everything, following everything I do to try to use it against me. So I should probably be a little more careful here. But you know what? Screw them. Go to hell. It's odd that you asked that because the official charge that was on my citation was unlawful disruption of Congress. But when I got in front of the prosecuting attorneys today, they brought up two separate charges and never even mentioned unlawful disruption of Congress. So that's like a whole other issue. But look, here's the deal. This is literally being run by the deep state. And people need to understand, if I am such a top target of the deep state, why? What is it about me? I'm not rich. I'm not that famous. I don't own a bunch of property. I don't have a bunch of precious resources. I'm not in politics. I was like number 40 or something on the top 50 most powerful talk show hosts on the internet. So, I mean, it's not like I'm like this big magnanimous guy that they need to bring down. What is it about me that makes me such a top target? It's because I go and confront them to their face. They cannot stand that. They don't want that. They don't want to hear from the peons. They don't want to hear from the peasants. They don't want to hear from the slaves. They don't want us to have free speech. And they can easily erase us digitally. Oh, that's easy. They can get away with that. They've been getting away with it. But to say that I can't be on Capitol grounds? I mean, folks, next thing they'll say, you can't be on Capitol grounds. Next thing they'll say, you can't attend a parent-teacher conference. Next thing they'll say, you can't attend a town hall. I mean, what the hell? Where does it end? So people need to have their ears perked and realize, my goodness, it's not just an attack of free speech on the internet. They're trying to censor us in the real world now.
Yeah, man, that's obvious they're trying to target you to send a message, in my opinion. What you do is really effective, and they don't want people to keep doing that. And, like, and then the whole thing with, like, Roger Stone, too, and it's a double standard because...
Like, all right, pause Roger- right there. We'll be right back. If my hair was on fire, it would perfectly illustrate what's happening in my soul and my spirit right now. We are taking your calls, and we will go back to Andrew and others. But first, again, ladies and gentlemen, I am excited to announce, and I'm kind of teasing it. I hope that we can have this available for purchase as soon as possible. But we are going to be launching an Owen Schroyer Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt. I kind of teased the designs earlier. But that's going to be exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, when you purchase that, that is going to be supporting my legal aid, which I thought was going to be light work. I mean, I really did. I mean, I knew that they wanted to make an example of me. I knew the deep state hated me. Obviously, Nadler made sure that I went to jail that day instead of got off free like all the leftist protesters get. But, man, they're really trying to throw the book at me. They're really trying to make an example out of me. They're basically treating me like somebody that just stole $80 billion from the Federal Reserve or something, like I'm a high criminal for my free speech. Well, yeah, that's what tyrants do. Free speech threatens tyrants. That's why they want to shut me down. That's why they want to intimidate me. That's why they want to silence me and ban me from the Capitol grounds. So we'll continue to talk about that with you here as we take calls. But folks, again, the only way I'm able to do any of this, the only way I'm able to even have this platform to take your calls and report this news is by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of the big specials. We've got 40% off the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the toothpaste is on sale. It's the best toothpaste in the world. We've got Super Male Vitality back in stock. I would suggest the Vitamin Mineral Fusion powder every morning to make sure you're getting the necessary vitamins and minerals that you're not getting in your daily diet every day. You can do that first thing in the morning like me. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support goes towards everything we do here at InfoWars to make sure we're still on air and still effective. Let's go. Let's let Andrew in Texas finish. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, man, I was saying earlier, you know, like, I think it's very obvious that they're targeting you. This whole thing is a charade. It's asinine. The whole Roger Stone thing is a fiasco, and it's so obvious to anyone who looks at it. But part, and you mentioned it earlier, and I wanted to just touch on this real quick, like, because it got me thinking. Like, does Trump see, like, everyone, like, all his supporters falling? And if he does, part of me wonders, like, is this, like, a sacrifice that he's willing to take in order to get his major agenda fulfilled? And he sees this happening, he doesn't like it, but it's part of, like, the greater picture. Like, I don't know, I wish I could see into the man's head.
Yeah, and I think we're all asking ourselves that, rightfully so. And I think that there's a lot of elements at play here. I think one element is that part of his administration and his comms are keeping certain things from getting to Trump. And look, I'm not delusional here. Trump is obviously extremely busy. And, you know, quite frankly, he doesn't probably have the appropriate amount of time to really dig in on this issue and see what the real impact is. Now, as far as a larger picture is concerned, look, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't even care. Like, they can take me to court and guillotine me for all I care. As long as justice is fulfilled in this country and Hillary Clinton ends up in jail, James Comey ends up in jail, everything these Democrats have done committing sedition and treason against this country winds them up in Guantanamo Bay, then fine. Then Trump, let everybody fall. If that's the agenda, if that's the plan, and we have to go down softly first for these corrupt, treasonous Democrats and Obama and Comey and Brennan and Clapper to go down hard in the end, then that's great. And if Trump is doing that and that's the final agenda, then he's not just the greatest president of all time, maybe the greatest leader and one of the greatest men in world history. And the name Trump will be gold forever. But I can't bank on that. I have to continue to fight for my rights. I have to continue to fight for the rights of my other Americans. And I have to sit here and just tell the truth. Trump isn't doing enough. Now, again, like you said, I can't see in Trump's head. I don't know what's going on internally all the time. I know that stuff does get to Trump's desk from us. I know that there is intimidation for him not to, you know, show any support or any connection to InfoWars or some other people. But why? Again, InfoWars is taking all the arrows here. And look, again, we don't mind doing it. We know that's our role. We understand that that's the role of the Dark Knight. But if the Dark Knight is going to fall and everything the Dark Knight fought for falls with him, then there's no point in falling. Then we have to sit here and choose a new hill to die on. But only time will tell as far as that is concerned, Andrew. Thank you so much for the call. Okay, let's go to Angela in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Angela.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Hi, Owen. Hi. Listen, this too shall pass. Things will get better. You did the right thing. You did what most people in this country would never do. And I had chills running up and down my spine when I watched you that day walk into that room like you owned that room, everybody in it. And I'm proud of you. And I know it's been said over and over again, but this is what I really wanted to say. You know, I really don't believe, my father always used to tell me that no one gets to be president by election from the people, that the globalists are in charge and Trump was placed there by the globalists. Now, I know that's not what you guys talk about on InfoWars, but I don't think they would leave something to chance like that, something important like the president of the United States. No, he was put there. Okay, I really believe that. Remember, he threatened that if he didn't get the Republican nomination, there would be riots. And he was also very good friends with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and they went to each other's weddings. Their children played together. He is the better candidate. Him and Hillary, he's the better candidate. But I still think he's in bed with them in some way. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but that's how I feel.
Well, you don't have to be sorry for having to say that at all. I think that's a perfectly fair thing to say. I think that the prior statement of nobody becomes president through election is fair as well. And that's why Trump was such a revolutionary candidate. And that's why it was such a revolution to get Trump in. Now, most of the people that elected Trump have no idea what you're talking about. And they'd call you a conspiracy theorist, even though you're absolutely right on. And I'll tell you what. At a certain level of Trump, he is a globalist. But here's the thing. The level of globalist that Trump is that he wants to play ball, but he is actually trying to be the president. Again, this is my analysis. And so if you want to sit here and talk about the wars or you know, the Federal Reserve and all this stuff, Trump's not going to do anything about that. I think that that's clear. But he really wants to be the president. Now, if Trump was just another Manchurian candidate or just a puppet or another globalist in there to deceive us, it would have to be the greatest circus act of all time. Because when I see the Democrat hatred and vitriol and everything they're trying to do to get him out, I mean, that's real. When you see the mainstream media and all its lies and everything they're doing to try to destroy Trump, that's real. Now, that doesn't mean that maybe they're not getting fooled as well, but that is still real. And I mean, clearly those people are the enemy of the American people with all their scams and all their lies and just everything they do to try to deceive America and tear this country apart. But I think that only time will tell in the end what is going to be Trump's final, final piece. What is going to be Trump's legacy that he leaves? Because a great economy can be erased overnight. Closing the border can be opened again overnight. But what Trump has done for patriotism is something else entirely. But as far as all these corrupt presidents being selected before Trump, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. We thought Trump was different. I still want to believe Trump is different. Like I said, only time will tell. But yeah, if Jim Comey and John Brennan and Clapper and quite frankly, I mean, let's be honest, Obama, Hillary and everybody, if they're not in jail by the time Trump's out of office, then they'll just reverse everything he did.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be my last segment here. I'm going to let Savannah Hernandez and Tom Papert take over. Honestly, like, I want to stay, but folks, I'm just kind of burnt out, and I feel like I'm just going to start yelling and babbling incoherently. I will be back tomorrow, obviously, and then Friday is the pro-life march, so we'll have a lot of content from that as well. And if you can join me at the pro-life march, I will be in D.C. for that. We're thinking about, in fact, I won't even say this. Definitely we'll be at the pro-life march Friday. May have some other announcements coming for you soon. Before then, remember, folks, if you want to support everything I do and help me get the best legal team, which we do have, go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy all of the great supplements that we have available, the T-shirts, the hats, including the Owen Schroyer Did Nothing Wrong T-shirt, which will be coming shortly. But let's go back to the phone lines and do Ron in Texas. Go ahead, Ron.
How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right. You know, I got a couple of things on my mind that I'd like to talk about, but I think I'm gonna hold back for today and maybe talk about them later.
Well, we support you down here in San Antonio, brother. Keep up the good fight.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Yes, sir. One thing I wanted to put out there, my little niece, when she was 13, she recited the Declaration of Independence by memory. And she was 13. And people who want to see it can go on YouTube. And her name is Brianna Bollinger, B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. And just look up Brianna Bollinger recites the Declaration of Independence. And she did it all by memory when she was 13. Truly inspirational.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, she's done it a few times.
Impressive.
You can see she's got, I think she has 4 videos on YouTube of her doing it just by memory. But yeah, she did it when
yeah,
she
was 13. Yeah, they'll probably ban that, you know.
Yeah, they probably will. But she's 19 now, but it's a wonderful thing to watch. It's just truly amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, she's a patriot for the future. And, you know, God bless her and God bless you. And, you know, if it wasn't for great people like you raising families, you know, we definitely wouldn't have a chance in the future.
Well, we appreciate you, Owen, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much for the call. Look, guys, I got something on my mind. I'm just going to – here's what I'm going to say. Oh, man, it's just I literally know the Democrats are listening right now, taking notes, and I don't want to – oh, I'm in the ring with them, guys. I really am. And there's some things I'd like to say, and there's some things I'd like to divulge right now. But part of me feels like I shouldn't, because it'll kind of be like me showing them my game plan, or me putting something out there that they may try to use against me. But let me just put it this way, as I'm talking to some other people too. You know who I am. You know what I do. You know what I stand for. And I just have a feeling that as we continue to fight this court case, they're gonna start doing some crazy stuff to try to destroy me, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll just leave it at that. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Sergeant in California. Go ahead, Sergeant.
Hey there. Good afternoon and good evening, Owen. Semper Fidelis to you, former United States Marine. Sergeant, I've called a couple times for you during the war room. Hey, I'm going to tell you, as a Marine, you know, we emphasize leadership. Leadership is, you know, a very well-treasured trait to have, especially, you know, when you're fighting wars, things of that nature. And as you are doing right now, and as we all are, we're all fighting an info war. And I just want to tell you that your leadership on standing up to Jerry Nadler in Congress was an excellent form of leadership by example. And I'm going to tell you something about continuity of InfoWars post Owen Schroyer's incarceration. Alex Jones said it before, and a lot of other people said it before when he was censored, that we're all Alex Jones being censored, with him being censored, because we're next. Well, same thing goes with this, Owen. We're all Owen Schroyer now. And I would implore all the info warriors out there that we have a contingency plan, where we can all be Owen Schroyers, like Hydra. They cut the head off the Owen Schroyer, and we all become Owen Schroyers with our megaphones and blasting through the streets. That's a contingency plan to the ultimate, I think, the ultimate plan, that if none of this works out, the Declaration of Independence, the previous caller brought it up because of his young relative that knew it front to back. There's a line in there that says when a form of government it is their duty and or responsibility to abolish said government. We are sitting here complaining and we're mad. Yes, rightfully so. Justice delayed is justice denied. But at the same time, our rights are being eviscerated before our very eyes. Our country is being taken hostage. Alex has said it a million times. Everybody, this is all our fault. We have allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
If we would stand up, we need to take this government and shove it back down their throats and tell them to all go home and institute a government for our rights the way that God intended.
And that's what comes with the decadence and the degeneracy that has really engulfed this nation that we're starting to revert from now. But I'm going to say two things. Thank you so much for the call. It looks like we're about to go to break. I'm going to say two things on the other side, and then we're going to hand it over to Tom Papert and Savannah Hernandez. Okay, so we're not in break. I'm sorry, you went to that shot. How much time do I have left? Okay, so perfect timing then. Here's what I'm going to say. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Nobody actually knows this, but Sergeant brought it up. That viral tweet, "We are Alex Jones" tweet, who do you think put that out, folks? That was me. And as far as a contingency plan goes, and again, I don't want to – it's kind of like what I said in the opening of this segment. But let me put it this way. If I go to jail – and by the way, what they brought up today, a maximum sentence for Owen Schroyer would be a year in prison, ladies and gentlemen. A year in prison for what I did. A year. That would be the maximum sentence, and they'll probably go for it. And if I'm not even kidding, if I thought that that would be the game-changing moment that would save this country and change the world, I'd happily spend that year in jail. I just don't think America's there yet. And And I think that they've measured it out enough to know that we're probably not there either. And that's why they're throwing Roger Stone and trying to throw Trump in jail, too. It's Van Hernandez, Tom Papper, takeover. God bless you guys. I love you. InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
I'm Tom Papert back filling in for Owen as he has just broken down the insane day's events for him. I mean, what's happening with Owen in the D.C. courts is a disgrace. The Democrats should be disgusted with themselves. Of course, they are not. And we should mourn for what used to be known as the justice system in this country. But on a happier note, we are joined by Savannah Hernandez. Savannah has been shooting some more beautiful videos out there in Washington, D.C. I can't wait to hear about them. Savannah, break them down for us. Break down the first one.
Tom, so this morning we were in Washington, or of course we've been in Washington, D.C., sorry, long day, but we were at the Capitol this morning to break down what day two is going to look like at the Senate trial and to wrap up day one as well. Now, Pat Cipollone, one of President Trump's lawyers, made two really important points, and I'm sure, they're the two points that have been reiterated throughout this whole day. And that first point is the fact that the articles of impeachment that were presented say that there's no violation of the law. And the second point is that quid pro quo is not a phrase that is within either of the articles that have been presented. And of course, that latter point is so important because how did all of this impeachment nonsense start? It started because of quid pro quo with Ukraine. So it's very important to note that though that specific phrase is nowhere to be found in these articles now. And it's so ridiculous that we've gotten to this point.
Well, it is absolutely ridiculous that, and of course, the Democrats, they know that all of this was dead before it ever got out of the gate. They knew that this would all fail. That's why Nancy Pelosi dragged her feet for something like 2 months after the House finished its job before she would hand over the stupid papers to the Senate. But of course, now we also have Republicans, Mitch McConnell and the GOP leadership in the Senate is potentially failing the American people. They could have tossed this out after about 30 seconds and instead, we're going through the motions. But Savannah, you've had a chance to shoot some new videos on the streets in D.C. I think this is a world premiere on these videos. I'm not sure if it is confronting the radical left in the streets or discussing the radical left attempting to impeach President Trump in the Senate. Why don't you break the first one down for us and then we'll play it.
So no confronting the radical left today, Tom. I actually ran into two former Democrats this morning who are now supporting President Trump. I always like to go out in the street and ask people, and you know, the average American, what is your view on impeachment? Do you support it? And I ended up running into two African Americans who were previously Democrats and now support President Trump because, as with many Americans, as with many Democrats, this impeachment has really pushed them away from that party. We're really seeing that the Democrats have gotten wild and crazy, and they're just unhinged at this point, and they're pushing away a lot of people. So that was what I did this morning. And then later this afternoon, I actually shot a new report about a bill that's being passed. And this is actually great news for all of us, too. A Florida senator is passing SB 1266. It's the Stop Social Media Censorship Bill. And that Florida senator is Joe Gruters. So, of course, he was inspired by Laura Loomer, who we know was banned off of Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, similar to Alex Jones. She calls herself the most banned woman in the world, just like Alex Jones is the most banned man. So this senator is really pushing now for the stop of social media censorship, especially for political beliefs. We know that the big reason why Ilhan Omar was kicked off of Twitter was because she was critical of Ilhan Omar. And again, why is political speech now hate speech? So that was a quick report that I shot there. It was just 2 minutes. But again, I think that's important to bring light to because people are starting to wake up. And this senator is now introducing this bill. And hopefully the rest of Congress will start waking up to how censored our speech is becoming on social media, which, again, is a public forum.
Well, and I've covered Senator Grutter before, and I know that he ran into some difficulties, but it was a fascinating bill where he actually is going to have the ability to fine these big tech companies insane amounts of money if they censor somebody in his district based on politics, religion, race, age, etc. Let's roll that clip.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News. I'm here in Washington, D.C., outside of the museum, and I was passing by. I was reading this large First Amendment plaque that's behind me, and I wanted to bring you guys this exclusive report about Senator Joe Grutter. Now, he's a Florida senator who is going to be filing the Stop Social Media Censorship Act, SB 1266, which could open social media platforms to civil damages for banning or suspending political speech. He shares that the bill was inspired by none other than Laura Loomer, who we all know was banned off of Twitter after she was critical of Ilhan Omar. Now, Laura isn't the first person to be banned from these social media platforms. Gavin McInnes, Jacob Engels, Alex Jones have all been banned from Twitter, Facebook, even YouTube, as we see a huge crackdown on many of these social media platforms. Even earlier this year, hashtag YouTube is over was trending after the social media platform came forward with new policies restructuring what is hate speech. Now, this has been a very big issue on all social media platforms. And again, folks, what really is hate speech? Many people think that it's a differing of political opinion. So now is more important than ever that we bring light to this issue. And it's a good thing that this Florida senator is coming forward and proposing this new bill, again, inspired by Laura Loomer and the fact that she was banned for her political beliefs for being critical of a politician, Ilhan Omar. But again, she's not the first person to have experienced this. Alex Jones, let's remember, was kicked off of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And for what? For talking about factual political statements, for having an opinion on national and international politics, folks. Now is more important than ever that we rally around politicians who are pushing these types of legislations to protect our First Amendment speech. Because again, folks, what is hate speech today might not be hate speech tomorrow. We really are not sure. The lines have become very blurred on what people can and cannot say anymore, not only on social media, but in the 3D world as well. So, folks, let's rally around this politician and many others who continue the fight for free speech. And remember that on social media, we need to start bringing light that Donald Trump should be doing more against big tech to stop the regulation of speech on this public platform. This has been Savannah Hernandez for Action 7 News.
It is vital, and it's absolutely fascinating what he's putting forward, which would potentially, I mean, imagine if more states did this. Imagine if you just got 5 states to do this. If I remember correctly, it's something like $10,000, something relatively low if Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, etc. are found to have censored somebody in this person's state. Now, if Texas did this, Florida did this, I don't know, let's say Georgia did this, and let's throw in Kentucky just for fun. You're all of a sudden getting a massive swath of population. People are getting banned, censored, everything you can imagine every few days. These are going to start to rack up quickly, and it could potentially begin to really harm the bottom line of these big tech platforms. Savannah, we're getting ready to go out to break, but in about 30 seconds, I wanted to get your thoughts.
You're completely right, Tom, and other people I've even brought forth as well. You know, sometimes politicians will block people on their Twitter, and a lot of people have brought up the point, well, is that a legal thing to do because this person is a political figure and I should be allowed to see what they're saying? So I'm glad that we're bringing light to this. I'm glad people are waking up to it. And again, everyone should be able to have their freedom of speech on these platforms. Again, these platforms are so big. There's millions of people on them, and if Donald Trump didn't have his Twitter account, we wouldn't be able to have the little morsels of news that we do. It's a very effective tool, and it's very unfair that big tech is taking that away. And I should have made it more of a point in my report to say that Donald Trump should be making a bigger deal out of this and fighting back against big tech more.
I agree completely. Of course, everybody knows I support the president, what he stands for. A lot of what he's done has been fantastic. But it is telling that the campaign had very little to say on the topic of big tech censorship until Twitter decided to end the buying and selling of political ads on its platform. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Brad Parscale noticed, oh, man, this was a central part of how we won the election in 2016. How on earth are we going? We're not going to win if we can't place ads. So it seems only when the big tech censorship finally gets in your face with the Trump campaign do they notice. You're watching The War Room. When we come back, we'll have Savannah talking to two ex-Democrats. They got off the plantation. Don't go away.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
So, folks, I'm actually from Texas.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm here in Washington, D.C. I'm an independent journalist, so I've been asking people on the street what they make of President Trump's impeachment trial, what they think the outcome will be. Do you think he's going to be acquitted? Do you think that he is going to be ousted from the White House? What do you make of the whole process?
The whole process is so, I don't want to use this. I don't want to use the word fake because that would be accurate. But I need to find a better word than fake. It's so artificial, okay? I've been living here for 68 years, and I'm a Democrat. I voted for President Trump because the previous president, Obama, as a priest, is considered as an antichrist, because the antichrist come at the end to change God's way and God's plan, and Obama did that, okay? But I look at Trump, and what he said this morning, he said this. He said, why don't they read the manuscript? I mean, what he said and everything. So I don't understand. Like yesterday when I was at the Capitol, there's too many people. Couldn't get in there. But why don't they read it? Everything he said. I mean, if you're going to impeach the president, just read it. That's all you have to do. I mean, that's called honesty, okay? But in this city, there's no such thing as honesty and integrity.
So who's paying for all this? And if there's a war today or tomorrow, whose side would they be on? I'm scared. In different states or different countries, it's not heard of going against your own president of the United States.
So do you think that President Trump did anything impeachable?
I'm trying to find a good word for that. After reading the transcript, no, he did not. He did what many, many other presidents has done. It has nothing to do with Biden. Because he was just curious about corruption, how his son, I forgot his name.
Brand new report by Savannah, available at band.video. Go take a look at the full video there. It's about 6 minutes. And Savannah, this is fascinating because Owen and I talked about this yesterday. This seems to be a bit of a sea change happening in Washington. We can point out that President Trump has not done enough, and I think that is the completely correct and accurate thing to say. But it is just fascinating how many more people seem to be moving over to the side of normalcy. I mean, these guys don't sound like they're necessarily the most vocal Trump supporters in the world, but they're out there holding signs and sticking up for their president. Meanwhile, you have Shifty Schiff, you have Schumer, you have all these lunatics, Nadler, who are pontificating about how evil this guy is. So you're in D.C., Owen's in D.C. I asked him this yesterday, how does it compare to what you expected or what you've encountered in the past in terms of Trump supporters, InfoWars supporters, and lemmings getting ready to go jump off a cliff?
So it's been a lot better than I thought, Tom. We have a lot of supporters out here. Owen was doing a live stream earlier. He was also Skyping into the Alex Jones show, and people saw his InfoWars mic. They saw him. He's very recognized here, and we've been getting a lot of love. Me and Harrison Smith were out shooting reports today, and someone who was passing by saw the InfoWars mic and he stopped and said, hey, I really love what you guys do. Keep doing it. You're fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you do. So a lot of love out here as opposed to hate, I would say, unless we're at the Women's March or a liberal event. Of course, you are going to get those protesters who don't always appreciate the work that we do in exposing the fact that a lot of them don't really know what they're talking about. But again, Tom, I really do enjoy talking to the average American because it does expose the fact that the Democrats have gone so far left and they've become so crazed. They've been pushing this impeachment for so long that it's turning people off to their party. It's pushing people towards conservatism. It's pushing people towards the Republican Party. I was talking to an individual today, and his father-in-law was a hardcore Democrat, But because of this impeachment process, he's now a Republican. He's now more conservative because, and I think he phrased it very well. He said, America didn't want the impeachment. America elected Donald Trump, but the Democrats are forcing the impeachment anyway, and it's just completely turning people off. You know, this whole thing has been a sham. The American people are tired of watching it. And when push comes to shove, the average person on the street doesn't care about this impeachment. It's been dragging on for so long. Again, back in April of 2016, Politico was already writing, when is the earliest we can impeach President Trump? So this is an issue we've been hearing about for almost 3 years now, and it's been ridiculous. We're less than 300 days away from the election, and at the end of the day, America is the ultimate jury that's going to decide whether or not President Trump retakes office in 2020. So, you know, this is a pivotal time, and more than anything, the Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot, and they know they have no one who can stand up against President Trump in 2020. Look at the clip that came out of Joe Biden today having a spasm. He was going crazy. Why? I've never seen that before in my life. It was ridiculous. And
that's my favorite thing to come out of this so far. Why?
I had no idea what was going on. Joe Biden is definitely losing it. I thought it was a joke, and I saw it circulating through Twitter, and I was just like, the man can't handle stress well.
Let's roll that clip for those who haven't seen it real quick, Savannah. Let's roll that clip.
Yesterday, you said you accepted Bernie's apology, and now you're attacking him. Why are you doing that?
Go.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President?
Why
attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
All right. We can kill that clip. Sorry, Savannah, we just had that on file and I had to show people because it's unbelievable the state of the Democrat Party. You're absolutely correct that this is what is fueling the Republican Party. I mean, if only Leader McConnell, he wants you to call him Leader McConnell. If only Leader McConnell knew what he was doing, we wouldn't have to suffer through this anymore. But in a Machiavellian scheme, it may wind up being the best thing that could happen. The fact that the Democrats are forcing this on the American people because it's going to wind up helping the president, and hopefully he can tackle big tech censorship. Hopefully he can tackle the massive corruption and finish draining the damn swamp in his second terms.
Exactly.
So Savannah, I just wanted to go ahead.
I just was going to make the point that, you know, it's so funny. We don't even need to expose the Democrats because they're already destroying themselves by just doing what they do best. Corrupting America, not listening to the wants of the American people, by pandering to minority communities, by spreading lies. That's been every single Democratic candidate, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. Let's go down the list. None of these people are relatable human beings like Trump is. Trump is so charismatic, and that's why he has the appeal of so many Americans, why he is favored by so many Americans, because he's a real person who's going to tell it like it is, unlike these Democrats who spaz out at simple questions.
And that was a complete and utter spaz out. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that in my life. So I just want to remind the viewers, Savannah, that you are in D.C. Owen's in D.C. Alex just got back today. Half the crew is still there in the nation's capital. Owen is now being having lawfare used against him by the deep state that is undoubtedly calling in the orders and calling the shots and saying you will make an example out of Owen Schroyer. This time is so crucial. We're 280 some odd days out from the election. We need your help to keep these broadcasts going. Savannah has done like 4 or 5 reports today being in Washington, D.C. that are absolutely gripping. Now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality is going to be back soon, but it's sold out. But you know it's not sold out? It's Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock. It's been gone for who knows how long at this point. These products do sell out when InfoWars does sales like this. And right now you can get it off for 40% off if you get the power pack. That's both the good halogen, Survival Shield X2 and X3. You can get 50% off, so you can try both. Ultimate Fish Oil, finally back in stock. Prostaguard, finally back in stock. Both 35% off. Get Storable Foods. It's insurance your family can eat should things go horribly wrong. And we hope they don't, but you want to be prepared. Those are 50% off only while supplies supplies last. These will not last forever. These are things that you need, your family needs. It's responsible to have them. And you can support Owen. You can support Alex. You can support Savannah. You can help this team grow and thrive in the face of more opposition from Lawfare to censorship to the downright demonization that InfoWars and Alex Jones have faced, all by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Savannah, we've got about 45 seconds left. I just wanted to get your thoughts so far. We're in day two of this charade happening in D.C. What is your takeaway?
My takeaway is that the American public is tired of impeachment, and I hope that this gets wrapped up as quickly as possible. I want to end on a note that isn't focused on impeachment. The March for Life is this Friday, and President Trump is set to speak at the event for the first time in history. We are going to have a president that is going to be attending the March for Life. Owen Schroyer and I will be there. So again, folks, it's so important that you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You are really the backbone behind us being able to go to all of these rallies, call out the corruption in Washington, D.C., and come forward and just take action in every single sense of the word. So thank you all for your support. Again, March for Life with Owen Schroyer and myself this Friday, January 24th, where President Trump is set to speak, first president to ever attend the March for Life.
And of course, last year, I believe it was Vice President Mike Pence going, but they saved President Trump for the election year. And I'm very excited about that. I'm glad you're going to be there. I'm glad Owen's going to be there. I encourage everybody who is in the D.C. area. First of all, I apologize, but I encourage everybody to go out and see Savannah and Owen. And please support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. We will be back tomorrow. David Knight at 8 a.m., Alex Jones at 11. Then the War Room is back on at 3. I'm Tom Papert, National File. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.